When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
And the last question is, I have confidence in the stability of my relationship with my spouse.
10.
That's an easy 10.
Yeah. I don't think it ever wavered, except for, well, this was before we were married. This is a marriage survey, so it doesn't count.
Yeah.
Because so, but like the first year, Steve tried to leave me.
I did.
And then I threatened his life. And
famously.
Then he stayed.
Yeah. She said, I will kill you and I will kill your next of kin. Hello, and welcome to the Shit They Do Not Tell You About program. My name is Steve Green.
It's Shit They Don't Tell You podcast.
And
it's
a today podcast. We have a very special guest.
I'm not a guest.
It is indeed my lovely wife, Nikki
Lima. No, I'm your co-host.
It's a very special episode, actually, because today we like to do this every year. We're coming up on our four-year wedding anniversary next week. How about a little bit of a light applause for that? Thank you very much.
Success.
It's been great. Today we're going to find out how great.
When we first got together, or when we first got married, we were making jokes like a month into our marriage, like, dude, we're crushing this marriage game. Like, people say it sucks. It's so hard, but we're like crushing it.
That was like 22 days in. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And we were making jokes about it.
It's so easy.
Now we're 4 years in, and I feel honestly that it's easier.
It is easier. Because I understand
you. Fuck the haters.
No, fuck the haters. I was watching something recently that was actually pissing me the fuck off, and I'm going to go off today. I don't even care.
You're going to go off book?
I'm going to go off the fucking chain.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, something I do quite often, actually.
Oh, my goodness. Should I wear some armor? What are you riled up about?
No, you're fine. You're actually going to be okay in this
one. Okay, wow, okay.
But I was watching a video. I can't remember what it was, or it was a podcast or some shit, but they were talking about how relationships, there's always suffering in relationships. Like, you have to suffer together sometimes. That's how a relationship
Dude,
is.
Dude, I hate that trope.
And that is some bullshit.
It's a trope. It's like...
it's a trope.
You know what it is? I think people just don't want to address their own issues. So they're like, oh, all relationships are a struggle. And I don't like to come off like we're boasting or anything, but I want you to know that it doesn't have to be
suffering.
That much of a struggle or suffering.
One thing I do agree with, right?
Yeah.
Is that relationships and marriage are work.
They are.
But I don't think they're a 9-to-5 that you fucking hate.
No,
and
that you
clock
dread.
In and out of. And
you everyone, shouldn't dread your partner.
They're not a 9-to-5. When we say work, it's something that you get up and you look forward to doing.
Yeah.
And also when there are issues, you squash them.
You look forward to squashing them.
Exactly. It's an opportunity to make your relationship better.
And it makes you stronger and strengthens it. And thank you, we're on a soapbox right now.
And it strengthens the trust, too.
I'm just saying that, like, you can work on issues and not have to suffer. And if you work on those issues and you still have issues, then maybe it's something to do with your relationship.
Relationships
maybe,
are not suffering. It should never be suffering.
Maybe it's an unhealthy relationship.
Correct.
But it doesn't have to. You got to investigate first. Anyway.
But you know what what bugs me, though?
What bugs you?
Is that people always do this thing where they lump all social media people into a big lump.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, they're all just like projecting all this shit.
Right.
It's like, yes, there are fuck tons of people who do that. We know them, right? We've known them over the years.
I mean, not just with relationships, but with like...
everything.
Image, money, business, like all kinds of shit.
There's a huge fake facade to a lot of that stuff, right?
I get why there's the distrust.
Yes, but it sucks to be lumped in with those fucks.
Yes.
When we have a great relationship. And so every time I hear that and everyone's like, yeah, but like social media people put it on thick and like you don't ever see the arguments and shit. I think we bring them up.
Yeah, we do.
I even brought up on this show, I don't know when it was, like a year ago or 2 years ago now, when you told me that like I didn't make you come every time. And I was like, I want to bring this up on the show because people need to hear that shit.
Yeah.
That's all.
I think that's the thing is that we will gladly share the struggles that we've had or issues or fights if it helps people to get through their own.
Yeah, we do that all the time.
Yeah. Because there is life without struggle in a relationship.
Yeah, and for example, there's such trust with us.
Mm-hmm.
I never expect you to be with your girlfriends or something like that and be taking shits on me.
Exactly.
And vice versa. You know I'm not doing that to you. Even though you're a complete nut.
You're a nut.
So there you go.
Who almost lost all the money in crypto today?
Not all of it.
Okay. Well,
but, I mean, yeah, well, I was borrowing a lot of money.
And who was super fucking chill about it?
You're very chill about it.
Thank you.
But also, daddy saved his own loan, so pretty good.
I don't want to know about it.
Pretty good.
I don't want to know.
Okay. Well, the DGens know. Crypto Corner knows, by the way. Hashtag Crypto Corner. Shout out Crypto Corner.
Yeah, Crypto Corner is on our Patreon, patreon.com/sticky.
I do like a 2-hour weekly live show answering crypto questions. I also do a little sneaky show called DGen Corner as well. So we have a lot of fun over there. Today we are going to be doing a marriage survey.
So we've done this every year.
Yes.
Since we got married. Because we started the podcast 3 years ago in April.
And our first anniversary we did.
Yes.
To see how we're doing. Mm. Check in on the marriage. And kick the tires.
Like an employee survey.
I think it's important.
Like one of those shopping surveys where you shop at Urban Outfitters or Lulu's and they're like, hey, will you let us know how we're doing? You can win a $10 gift card. And you're like, no.
I'll never do this.
It's like
the best
that.
Thing is when like the cashier did like, you know what cashiers do. And then they're like, hey, there's a survey at the bottom. You fill it out. And I'm like, I will literally never do this.
Yeah.
But you're very nice.
I don't lie very often, but I have lied when we are at a restaurant and the waiter like is really good. And he's like, I really want you to fill out the survey. Will you please do that? And I say yes, because he was really good.
Yeah.
But I don't.
But you want to do it.
I leave a really good tip.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
But I don't, I'm just not going to
do it. Why don't
we
do it? Why aren't we capable of doing it? That's
because
something we got to get better at.
Statistically, you're way more likely to only do those things if it was terrible.
That's true.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Too bad.
Yep.
It's just so sad.
Karens aren't known
for
their compliments.
Too bad, so sad. That's why they try to give away gift cards and stuff. Like, you could win $500.
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah.
Who's ever, I want you to, if anyone has ever won $500 from a survey, let me know in the
for
comments, because
I don't think it's
believe
real.
In that.
Okay, so this is the exact same marriage survey that we do every year.
Okay.
And let's go into it. Maybe we could be looking for improvements or whatever.
Okay.
Okay.
It's perfect because I don't remember any of the questions.
Yeah, me either. Okay. Question one. And we're going to, you can rate these out of 9. For some reason, there's no 10.
I can rate them.
Yeah. And you're going to answer it. And by the way, for those of you at home, please follow along.
There's
as well.
No 10.
There's no 10.
Well, that's not fun, because then a perfect score is 9. And so I have to give you 8, because you can't get a perfect score.
Let's just say it's out of 10.
Okay, it's out of 10.
Yeah, fuck this. I want 9.
So this isn't the one that you put together?
No, this is the one that we did last year.
Oh, I thought you made it up.
No.
Oh, I don't know.
I pulled it off of marriagedynamics.com.
Oh, shit. Okay, so it's like a real psychologist came up with
this. That's why it's good.
Oh, I thought you came up with it.
Okay, here we go.
That's a compliment.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of it as one. Okay. She's to getting my balls fucking roasted. All right. Number one question.
Yeah.
I share deeply personal information about myself with my spouse. 1 being not at all, 9 being extremely.
So I'm saying I share deeply or you share?
You're answering and then I'll answer as well.
I'm answering whether or not I do or whether or not you do.
Whether or not you do.
Oh, whether I, yeah. Well, except for my secrets. Just kidding. I don't think there's anything you don't know about me.
No, I don't think there is.
Even like things you don't want to know about me.
I'm sure that, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Especially last week.
But you're the
only... I knew everything that was happening to your body last week, and it was a blast.
But do you feel special that you're the only person that knows? Because I don't really share... I'm an oversharer on social media, I feel like, because that's part of our job,
of
I guess. Or that's not really... I don't know. It's like, I don't even know anymore. But I overshare, and then I feel guilty about it. Like, I feel like, oh my God, I shared too much. That was too much of my soul. But there's still, like, parts that, like, as open as I am, like, there's still, like, some parts that are private... And only you know about them.
That makes sense.
That's pretty cool, I think.
So what do I get?
Oh, so 10.
Hell yeah, dude. All right. I'm going to say same, 10. I think the only things I don't share, I mean, I'm bad at feelings, I guess. I'm bad at being like, I feel this way.
Yeah. But when I call you, I call you out about it, and then you'll say
it. I will. I will own it then. But until then, I will divert, deflect. I will hide.
I don't think deflect is a word.
I think deflect is a word.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm seeing on marriagedynamics.com, it is a word.
Oh, that's a dictionary, too. That's cool. It doubles as that.
So I would say 9 as well. I would, I would say 9, but I really
out
should.
Of 10.
I should. So I would say 9 because I'm not as good at just boom, here you go.
But you think you're a 9?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There are other things you don't share. There are plenty of things you don't share.
What don't I share?
Like you'll just kind of graze over it. Like you'll like.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to go deep on it.
Yeah. For like sure. Issue. Like relationships with family members.
Yeah, true.
I would say like certain.
I don't want to burden you with it.
Yeah, certain things. Like I know you're way more obsessed with the news than me, or at least you have been in the past.
Yeah.
And so like.
I know not to share those things with you.
Yeah, because they just ruin my day.
Yeah.
Which I'm not mad about. Like that you don't share those things, but there's like when it affects you. I'm not even talking about like the actual event that happened in the news.
Yeah.
But like that, like you don't share what affects you about it,
right?
You know,
yeah.
I just know that you're in a bad mood.
Well, now with UFO disclosure coming up, I think I'm gonna be in a pretty good mood.
Unless they take over.
Well, I sure hope they don't.
Okay. Same.
There you go.
Unless they take us to a cool planet.
I want it to be on a purple planet.
Yeah, or like with cool water. Like, oh, imagine all the beaches we haven't seen.
I know. I've seen too much of Mars already. I'm really over Mars. Is anybody else over Mars?
It looks dry. It just looks like it tastes like rust.
Is anybody else just completely over Mars? Can we talk about that? How many freaking rovers you got to send to one place? And it looks the same every time.
I bet before there were like buildings and resorts and bars and stuff on Earth, the Earth looked pretty stupid too.
It's pretty meh, yeah.
Yeah.
But at least they have like different, there's different weather. There's different like, there's like a tundra, there's like a taiga, there's like a different...
But that took a while to form.
Yeah, I know, but Mars is so fucking boring.
Mars can do it. Well, but not in our lifetime, probably.
No, we'll never see it, so what do we care?
So fuck Mars.
Yeah, I'm sick of Mars.
I rate Mars 0.
I rate Mars a 1.
Oh, that's nice. I'm extreme. Well, you either get a 0 or a 10.
I want to see some, like, Jupiter moons up in this motherfucker. I want to see Uranus.
You just want to stay in our solar system? I want to go to another galaxy.
Of course I want to leave, but I'm talking about sending rovers places.
Oh, I'm talking about getting abducted by a UFO. Like, get on my level. Anyway, next question.
Number 2. Mm-hmm. I think I will do much better than you on this question, but here we go.
Oh, shit. It's a competition, too. I didn't know.
I find myself thinking about my spouse during the day, 1 through 10.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, here we go.
5. Unless you piss me off about something.
I'm in marital bliss right now.
I have ADHD. I get hyper focused on things. Like,
I know.
Honestly, I think you think about crypto more than me. Like, get
no
over
way.
Yourself.
Not a chance.
I think so.
I love crypto because of what it can do for our lives.
Absolutely. But same with me. Like, I'm obsessing over remodeling different areas in our home for what it could do for our lives. It raises the value of our home. It raises our net worth, our equity, etc.
Fine.
So what do you rate yourself, Mr. Think About My Wife All The Time?
3.
Asshole.
Nobody thinks that. Yeah, man. Okay, fine. Fuck you. I give you an 8.
Really? Yeah. You think about me that much?
I do, yeah.
What parts of me? My brain or my body?
I'm always staring over at it, too. Every time you're in the kitchen, I fucking take a lean over.
Oh, that's another thing you don't share. You don't share your body that much with me.
Well, I do when we're in sexual
Well, yeah, but like you're a never nude. People don't believe me until they saw you get in the hot tub with your shirt on every time.
That was about mosquitoes. That was because of mosquitos. We have fucking mosquitoes. Nah, I'm tired of getting eaten
alive. I haven't gotten bit.
Well, that's because we got the Citronella candles now.
Yeah, so
I'll trust it more.
Take your shirt off.
I probably will.
All right.
Okay.
I won't film it. It's just like for my eyes only.
No, I know. I got into the tub with you and Tiff and Casey when you're up in the mountains.
With your shirt off?
With my shirt off, yeah. I didn't give a shit.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because there's no mosquitoes up there. All right. Because of my commitment to my spouse, I would not let others come between us. 1 through 10.
Oh, 10.
10. Easy call.
1,000%.
Easy call.
Is there a 1,000?
Same. Well, when we say others too, is it like, does it mean like,
yeah, anyone?
But anyone, yeah.
Literally, I'll slit their throat.
Same. Same. Number four, I received considerable emotional support from my spouse.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, 10, I mean.
I would say that I would give you a 9.
Oh, shit.
Not because you do anything wrong, but because I don't really share.
That's not fair. I don't get a perfect score because of you.
Oh, you should get one then. Yeah. Okay, 10.
Thank you. 10.
It's my problem.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
It's my problem.
You can negotiate these scores.
I'm just thinking about the pathway. And yeah, when I think about needing to tell you something, that's easy. As long as you're not like in a tailspin about something else.
Yes.
Number.
But even so, like if your issue is more, if bigger than mine, then I will drop whatever I'm doing.
I know, but I'd rather curb it until you're done with whatever.
Still your issue.
I know. That's what I mean. You did deserve a better score.
Thank you.
Okay. Number five, my relationship with my spouse is very romantic.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, okay, I think I have to give you a lower score than last year because
of COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we normally do romantic vacations, yep, at least one big one a year.
Going somewhere cool or romantic.
Yeah. Yeah. And I ain't received no romantic gestures in the past year. And that was my New Year's resolution last year, was to receive a grand romantic gesture.
So when I surprise you with the Italian food from your favorite spot.
Yeah, that's why you get an 8.
Thank you.
Yeah. But normally I feel like, you know, it's 11.
True.
Out of the water.
True. Well, hey, next week's our anniversary. So
I would say, actually, I'll give you a 9 because we're pretty romantic.
We're very romantic.
I guess like comparatively.
Dude, jacuzzis and outdoor lights.
Yeah.
Shit's been motherfucking
It's been very
lit.
Intimate.
Yeah, it's been sick.
But it doesn't always lead to sexual things.
No, it doesn't.
So it's not as romantic as it is intriguing. Intriguing is not the right word. Stimulating.
It's very stimulating.
Very
I find
stimulating.
You very stimulating.
Same. But sometimes I want that dick too.
I get it.
Okay.
You're a sexual being
just
to
so
me.
So you know.
You know that. You're a sexual creature.
Thank you.
I fucking love this chick, dude. Number 6. I expect my love for my spouse to last the rest of my life. 0 through 10. Or 1 through 10?
Like a 1.
I'm going to go 0.5. We can just move on. We don't need to rub it in.
Yeah, I mean, I bought life insurance, so like I'm good.
What does that mean?
No, I'm like, you know, for the rest of your life.
Yeah, but I get it too.
Not
if something happened to you.
Yeah.
God forbid.
Yeah, so. Watch your back and know where you're sleeping.
Yeah. Number 7. I communicate well with my spouse.
10. Yeah.
Yeah. That anytime there's any issue, we squash it.
I think that's the key. Sometimes it takes a little while. I think the majority of heated arguments that we've been in is when it's taking a while for us to get to the misunderstanding.
Yes.
Like we are trying to over and over again explain and re-explain our point of view because the other one is not getting it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Especially fun when you get in a fight in front of your friends.
Yeah. Well.
But then they see our process.
But
and
see,
like,
that's
oh,
the
shit,
that's the other thing. Okay, so that's how not fake everything is.
That's true.
So I don't care if we're fighting in front of people because, yeah. That's real life. I mean, that's that's a healthy relationship. Yep. Is that you get in a misunderstanding and you want to squash it right away, not hold it inside and suppress and suppress and suppress and then blow up later at a later time and be full of resentment. Yep. I'm sorry. I've tried it the other way before. It sucked.
Yep.
This way it's like, oh, we're going to resolve this right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And then we're back to like, I think people have said this to us that they didn't realize an argument could be so healthy until they saw us fight in front of them and then resolve it immediately
yeah,
and
yeah,
then go
yeah.
right back to normal
yep.
because it's like shaking the feathers off.
Yes.
Instead of like holding on to all this shit.
The best thing is something like that happens. You don't even maybe know that you fucked up. You're at like a party or something.
Yeah.
You get in the car.
I don't like that.
And then it's like bazookas out.
The silent treatment or you just enraged. Yeah.
That I don't like at all. That fucks with trust too. Because you're like, are we okay right now? I don't know until I get in the car later.
Yeah.
And that just makes you dread getting in the car and leaving with this person. So now you're the number one thing you're dreading is being alone with your person. How bad is that?
Exactly. And you know what? I'm not saying like, hey, kill a party just because you're having a bad time, like fight in front of big group of people. But I'm saying like, if you're at a party and something happens, I'm not going to sit through the rest of the party. Party's over. We're going in the car. We're talking about it right now because I can't put on that fakeness.
No. And there's no fun to be had after that.
No.
And I can't handle even small talk. I remember I was at one of our premieres and I saw someone that I hadn't seen in a long time.
Oh, yes.
And I was fucking pissed about it.
Yeah.
And the rest of the night, it's like literally in a movie where all the sound goes away. And the only thing I'm focused on is why is this motherfucker at my premiere?
Yeah.
And so that's the only thing I was thinking about.
And I feel like that's what he wanted too.
Yeah, of course.
Fuck that guy.
But the point is that, I focus in on, like anybody would.
Yeah.
On the problem.
Yeah.
And I want to fix it.
You just want then.
Or I can't focus on anything else and have fun.
Squash it right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agree.
Agree. Number 8, I cannot imagine another person making me as happy as my spouse does.
10.
Why? Yeah.
You fulfill every single need. Like,
yeah.
I've never had anyone like check all the boxes. There's literally nowhere else, no box anyone else could check. Well, like
I have, and this is so disgusting. I'm sorry for people listening. I find new boxes with you all the time.
Oh my God. Sweet.
And then you fucking check.
Can I change your romance score?
No, like, okay. So we were just hanging with family finally, right?
Yeah.
And we got to see little Archer, our little nephew.
Yeah.
And watching you with him is just unbelievable.
That's how I felt.
It's unbelievable.
What the fuck? Yeah, like I was editing the vlog and watching you guys play in it. It was just, it made me cry.
Dude, exactly.
We suck. I'm sorry.
Our bodies are tricking us. I think this is all bullshit. I don't even know if I actually like this, but I think
it's part of the simulation.
Yeah, it's my body tricking me, going like, you need to have a children so that you can, you know.
Yeah.
Procreate. Carry forward the humanity.
The bloodline.
Yeah, it's all bullshit. And they make them so cute.
Yeah.
I like.
They make them cute now.
They make them so fucking cute that, you know, even when they're screaming their head off, I understand why parents aren't just chucking them.
Yeah.
You know? So always true. Wondered about that.
Exactly.
Why they ain't chucking them. Yeah, so when you find new boxes, I think that's...
You should always be finding new boxes. I think that's why we like going on a trip every year together. Yeah. Because seeing a brand new place for the first time, both of you like having that first experience for the first time and getting to talk about your first reactions to it, it's like a whole different thing opens up, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not good with my words right now, but I feel like there's, you know, you get so used to the day to day, you know, and you're like, oh, I already know what that is. I already know like living rooms over here, bathrooms over here, oh, dishes need to be done. You know, everything's like kind of the same. But then you go out to a brand new place and you're both experiencing something completely different for the first time.
Yeah, we can check in on it. That's the best part.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, too, because I was just invited to a crypto party with a bunch of friends, and we'd be going to, like, Miami or whatever. And I didn't want to go.
Aw.
Because I would want to be there with you.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be, like, a guy's thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't be fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I could have fun. I like these guys. It's great. But it's just about, if you're not there, I'm not truly at ease and relaxed and, like, having my most fun.
Yeah, it's like you're my co-conspirator. Yes. Like we're watching the world together.
And the only one who's going to see it the way that I'm seeing
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
In the room, yeah.
And like I could even look at you across a room and we don't even say a word and we're both thinking the same thing about a situation.
It's done every time. Yeah. And we have differences. Like that's the other thing too, is like there are things you're interested in that I'm not that interested in.
Yeah.
There's things that I'm interested in you're not that interested in. But we both tend to have the same filter, I guess, which is cool.
Yeah. And the times that we do disagree on things, like, I love hearing why.
Oh, I love it.
You disagree.
I absolutely love it. Because I know that you know why you feel this way. And that's what interests me.
Yeah. And also, I'm open to having my mind changed.
Same.
And with that, we are going on a break. But not a relationship break, because we're disgustingly in love with each other.
Yeah, it's sickening, in fact.
And it's gross. And if you want to stop, we understand.
But please don't. We could use your support. The show needs your help more than ever. Please check out our Patreon as well. We'll be right back.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to, like, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show, because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're, like, kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blake.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Thank you for supporting the show. Welcome back to the Shit They Don't Tell You About podcast. My name is Steve Green.
That's not what it's called.
We're coming to be back from the break. So, hope you had a good break, everybody. We are at question number 9.
Yes.
Okay.
Do I win $500 yet or no?
Only at the end of the survey. You have to do the survey at the
end. Oh, man. That's how they get you.
Okay. I will always feel a strong responsibility for my spouse.
Your hat is in my
good. It's a good hat.
Video.
And it's a good company.
What was the question?
I will always feel a strong responsibility for my spouse.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess 10, because last year I said like 7. I was like, I'm not responsible for your actions, but now I feel like, I don't know, I kind of feel like we operate as a unit. Like, I feel like it still reflects, like, an action that you do still reflects on me and vice versa.
Yeah.
And I also feel like I want to make your life happier and easier. So I feel a sense of responsibility in that sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel very responsible for you. I always feel like it's my job to protect you in a way, which, so I try to think about that when I do things, which is, yeah, that's very important to me. So I give that a 9 or a 10.
Yeah. I'm always trying to protect you too, you know, like, cause if bad guys come in, like, I gotta be able to knock them out, you know?
What are you talking about?
You know, cause like you're like, you know, gentle and soft and need to be protected.
That's so stupid. That's the stupidest shit I've ever heard about. I will show you my gun.
Is there a question on there on like how much you want to push your partner's buttons?
Because
like,
yet.
I 10 out of 10.
Same.
I want to keep pushing them.
Yeah, I know. You know that one would get me. It's great. Number 10, I feel I can really trust my spouse.
Yeah, 10.
10.
I'm trying to think of anything I wouldn't trust you with.
Hanging
curtains.
Shredding paper.
You cannot. No, I don't trust Steve with anything that requires attention to detail, such as hanging curtains, painting, cutting a straight line, cooking. Oh, yeah, no cooking. Definitely no cooking. Oh, my God. Cleaning is it's hit and miss, but I would rather have help than not, so I'll trust him with that.
I would not like Nikki's help with making money in cryptocurrencies, that's for damn sure.
True.
I would not like Nikki's help with researching cryptocurrency projects either, and I would not like Nikki's help with really anything to do with crypto at all. Thanks.
Okay, cool. We agree.
Fuck off out of my space.
We agree.
Very cool.
The difference is that you're always trying to help me with my shit that I don't trust you with, and I'm never trying to help you with your crypto.
This is going great.
Wait, so that's out of 10? Like, how do you give a number to that?
I don't know, but I feel like that's a scary one, isn't it?
8?
Isn't that a scary one for every couple out there? It's like 1 through 10. I feel I can really trust my spouse.
Yeah.
It's
like, well, if you're not, not trustful, obviously you would give a really high number anyway. Like you wouldn't know.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a tricky one.
That is tricky.
If you're lying, then you're like 10. 10. Easy.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Well, I gave a 10 on the marriage survey.
Number 11, my relationship with my spouse is very passionate.
A 9.
What do I got to do for a 10?
I need more sex, please.
That's true. I need more sex too.
Yeah. I mean, we used to, and we've talked about this before. We had like at least a minimum of once a week rule.
Yes.
And that broken this past year.
Yes.
Like, I don't know if it's just
COVID.
Sure.
Stress.
Okay. All kinds of shit. But there's always going to be stress factors. I don't want that to.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
Well,
forever affect things.
I also recently blame my back problem that I have.
You need to take care of yourself more.
That's true.
You have back problems, tummy problems, stress problems. I think
my tummy problem is my diet's problem, actually, right?
Okay.
Because I'm very low carb and it's just fucking.
You have sometimes
crazy.
You have like ingrown toenails. Sometimes you have ingrown right hairs. Sometimes you. I'm just saying, like, I feel like women always get shit on, like, oh, she always has a headache now, you know, like. It's always women getting shit That's on true. In the movies.
Well, my
like,
ingrown
it's
hair
getting
thing,
portrayed as like being the ones that don't want sex anymore after marriage.
Every time people shit on me and uh-huh. they say, oh, you neck beard. I'm like, bro, I have ingrown hairs. It fucking sucks. If sometimes it's so painful that if you even touch a certain part of my face, like I break out into
Listen,
tears.
I believe you. I'm not trying to pressure you into sex. I'm just
you
saying
are.
You're
Listen
getting
you.
A lower score than last year.
Look, I completely agree with you.
But as far as the relationship goes, I think we're both extremely passionate about the relationship.
God, yes.
So.
Look, when we did the outdoor furniture shit, mm-hmm. I fucked up. I lifted up a piece of patio furniture that had pillows inside of it, expecting it to be a certain weight. It was not. And it threw my back for a fucking loop.
Yeah.
And I had back problem for like a month and a half that's finally now like in the throes of resolution.
Okay, I'm giving you an 8. This conversation is so boring that it bored me into a lower score.
I have to defend my honor.
Okay, yeah.
Number 12, I plan to continue my relationship with my spouse.
Who answers 1 to that?
How did you get this far,
like,
too?
Like, what the fuck?
How did you get
Why
this far?
Why isn't that number 1?
Yeah.
Like,
that should be number 1.
It
Don't
should
waste
be number
time.
One. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if you got this far, like, with all the trust shit and stuff, it's like,
is
yeah,
it
trust
designed,
3.
Yeah, is it, maybe it's designed, like, to get some thoughts provoked and then, like, you didn't realize you didn't trust your partner or you didn't have passion or whatever. So by the time you get to the last one, it's like, oh shit, should we even stay together? Maybe it's like that.
Maybe it's like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it's just, it's supposed to remind you why you're not supposed to be together.
Yeah.
Like come in with another like point of proof of like, oh shit.
I plan on staying with my partner. Huh?
Yeah. So 10.
Okay. 10.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 13. I feel that my spouse really understands me. That's an easy 10.
Yeah,
that's
for sure.
An easy 10.
More than anyone I've ever met.
You too. I also feel more like I can tell you things more than anyone I've ever met.
Same.
Without judgment and all kinds of bullshit.
That goes down to the trust issue.
Exactly.
The trust question.
Yeah. And because you've proved it to me so many times.
Yeah, same.
And even like if there's something like the embarrassing that happens or something that's like a little too embarrassing. That mm-hmm. happens, you don't go on Big Mood about it or on, you know what I mean? Like, you've proved it to me over the years.
There are boundaries.
Exactly. And that's a chief competitor. Mark, can we edit that out, actually? Thank you, Mark. So number 14, I would rather be my spouse more than anyone else.
Be with my spouse more than anyone else?
It says, I'd rather be with my spouse than anyone else.
I'd rather what?
It's misworded. I'd rather be with my spouse than anyone else.
What? That's not misworded.
Yes, it is.
Rather be with my spouse than anyone else.
I would rather be with my spouse than anyone else.
Yeah, that's right. That's correct.
Oh, I guess it's not misworded.
Yeah. Huh. It's just your face was throwing me. Like, I was like, wait, what's wrong about this sentence?
I would rather be with my spouse than anyone else.
Is Eminem on the table?
No. You've written him every year on his birthday and he doesn't give a shit.
Okay, then yes.
I see you on your birthday and give you things on your birthday.
Well, that's only because he doesn't check his Twitter.
He has a team.
Well, they don't deliver the messages very well.
No, they apparently don't.
So, because I think if he saw my tweets, he would be in hysterics and he would be just so swooned. But luckily for you, he hasn't seen them yet. So,
luckily for Eminem, honestly.
You get a 10.
Thanks.
You get a 10.
This feels good.
Yeah.
Well, dude, the thing about you, though, is you would be the worst wife to Eminem ever.
Oh, yeah, we wouldn't make it.
No. That would be the most one-sided relationship of all time.
I didn't say I wanted to be his wife.
Well, I know, but you just said that you just kind of intimated it.
How long do I have to be with the person? Like, I thought it was just like, I'd rather like hang out with them.
That's not what it's implying.
Oh. I thought it was like, okay, so like.
It's not.
Okay, but serious note, when I'm with a group of people and it's like, I'd rather be with my spouse than anyone else. I'd rather be with you than the group of people.
Same.
That's what I thought it was meaning.
But not Eminem. Apparently.
But I would rather be with Eminem, like, if than you.
I know.
Just kidding.
You're not. You're not.
No, honestly, I think I would just pee my pants and then I'd come running home to you.
I know you would. You'd pee and shit your pants and yeah, it'd be rough.
Then I would come home to you.
Okay, great. Thanks. And the last question is, I have confidence in the stability of my relationship with my spouse.
10.
That's an easy 10.
Yeah. I don't think it ever wavered, except for, well, this was before we were married. This is a marriage survey, so it doesn't count.
Yeah.
But like the first year, Steve tried to leave me.
I did.
And then I threatened his life. And
famously.
Then he stayed.
Yeah. She said, I will kill you and I will kill your next of kin.
I didn't have to say that. I did it with my actions. I was very scary.
Yes.
And then he stayed and he said, I will never leave you.
You destroyed my favorite table. Mm-hmm. But back then, I can't believe that was my favorite table. I've seen such sicker tables now.
Yeah, you had trash taste.
I think I still do.
You thought a TV that wasn't even a flat screen, that was like a big box TV, was the top of a line TV in 2013.
Because I bought it in 2007.
Trash taste. Just trash. All around garbage.
You know what's the most embarrassing thing about that TV now that I look back?
Yes.
Because I used to do a Super Bowl party every year.
Uh-huh.
This is before you, before the Nikki Times.
Yeah.
When it was fun.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
You know, it was so fun.
Yeah, right.
But I would, this is my ace days.
Mm-hmm.
And I would invite them by telling them how sick my TV was.
Are you serious?
I'm not kidding.
That is so cringy. I can't even handle it.
I'm like, you'll get to enjoy the game.
They probably thought you
with
were
the highest definition, the greatest. I'm not even kidding.
At least for you, when you do cringy shit like that, people assume you're trolling because you.
That was not a troll.
I know it wasn't.
And that was my pre-real life trolling days as well. But it's true, people do assume
they think
that
you're
anyway.
Sarcastic. They think you're playing jokes and stuff.
Well,
but
I hope they showed
up
expecting
sarcasm. I know the difference,
sarcasm.
And it's so funny when people think Steve's trolling and he's not trolling.
Yeah, I'm not.
It's so fucking funny to me.
It is funny.
I'm like, no, he's fucking serious about this.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. Because now that I look back, I'm like, yeah, why did I think this was the sickest TV ever? And I'm like, that's because when I bought it and yeah. I never updated the information.
Exactly.
So I'm kind of like.
You bought it in 2005. You stood it in a Black Friday line at like 3 a.m. or whatever. So you're like, you paid top of the line money for
exactly.
it.
And it was top of the line then.
Yeah.
And it was 720p.
You didn't take into consideration that technology changes rapidly every year.
Right, but it was a 1080i.
Exponentially.
It wasn't even 1080p.
Oh my God.
So yeah, everyone coming to my place thinking that they're going to see this like sick picture.
I would have definitely thought you were joking. I almost thought you were joking when we first started, except for that you didn't want to get rid of it. And I had a flat screen, like new TV, and you didn't want my TV to be the main TV. You
mine
wanted
was bigger.
Yeah, because you thought screen size like meant yeah. it was bigger or whatever, even though the resolution was absolute dog shit.
And you remember, like, when I realized okay. it? Do you remember when I realized it?
Yeah, when you went to see your brother and on his crappy small TV was better resolution than yours.
He had just bought it for like $400.
And it even had a shadow in it, like a one of those ghost the mark.
Artifacts.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was playing the new Grand Theft Auto game, which was new at the time. It was like 2013.
Yeah.
And I saw it, and I was like, wait, the game looks like this.
And then I remember you wanted to get a new TV, but you wanted to sell your old TV for like $50. And he put it on the street. Eventually, you're like, fine, I won't try to sell it. And nobody even wanted to take it.
It was there for a while.
And this is Los Angeles, where like
people take anything.
They take everything. Like you put a stick out there and it'll get taken.
It's gone. It's gone. If it's a redwood stick, it's gone.
They wanted that TV.
You've been one of the worst guests I've ever had on the show.
Oh, that's because I'm not a guest. I'm here forever.
So that's all we have for you today, folks.
Well, I mean, do you want to add your own questions? Because those,
you know. What do you got?
I don't know. Like, what have been your biggest pet peeves or what would you change? What's your biggest pet peeve about me?
Well, that's tough because I don't want to change anything about you.
Well, like, it could be.
Because I like the way that you are.
It could be silly things.
Okay. I think my biggest pet peeve, obviously, I've talked about this many times, but whenever you're in your mode and I just say hi to you or something and I get fucking whiplash from the way that you're just like, fuck off.
That's because you take it personally.
No, I don't always. I'm just saying, like, that's the, it's always just like kind of jarring for like 3 seconds.
By the way, I don't tell them to fuck off. Like, no. I'm just in a mode where, like, here's the thing, the way my brain operates, it's so hard for me to focus on something.
I know.
Then once I actually do get focused, if you come in and try to distract me or like you come in and interrupt my thought process, it'll take me forever to get back on track again.
Yeah.
So I just can't have you like coming in. Like if you slept in till 11 a.m., that's your fucking fault. Like I'm already in pure work mode.
Yeah.
My pet peeve is that Steve doesn't get that whole like ribbon underneath the batteries thing. Like, you know, when you put batteries in something and it's hella hard to take the batteries out, so that you put that ribbon there so that it's easy to take the batteries out. He doesn't get the concept of just like leaving the ribbon out. So it like hurts my nails to like get the batteries out. I just had to do that before the podcast. So it's like fresh. It's just fresh. And I almost broke my nail. And you know how long it takes to grow them back? Okay. And it's a nightmare. And I just wish he would understand the concept is all.
Yeah, I never got into it.
Also, this is not a pet peeve, but it's just funny that he could never get the right item at the store.
Fuck off.
It's like such a stereotype, but it's true. It's like you're the dad in a sitcom. You just can't get the right thing. And I tell him to take pictures of the item so he'll know exactly what to get. And he's like, I don't need the pictures. And then he doesn't get the right thing. I just think it's funny.
It's because I get fucking cocky. I swear to God.
I know.
That's my biggest problem.
Oh, that's another thing.
I get fucking cocky.
Like, it's not a pet peeve again, because these are things that, like you said, I wouldn't change a thing about you. It's just fucking funny. Like, you're so confidently wrong about things.
Yeah.
Like, if I ask Steve a question, if someone asks me a question and I don't know the answer, I go, I don't know. But if you ask Steve a question, he'll just say an answer.
That's not always true.
And a lot of times it's wrong.
I'm proud to not know something if I don't know it. But if I think I know it, I will know it to 100
okay,
degrees.
But then sometimes...
it's not like I know that I don't know anything.
Okay.
If it pops in my brain, I'm like, that's the answer, 100%.
Okay, but you're not even open to, like, if I go, I don't think it is, I think it's this. You're like, no, it's this. It's this for sure.
I know,
sure.
But that's what I'm saying. When it comes up in my head,
yeah,
I'm like, nope, boom, that's the
but
answer.
But even with your track record of being wrong multiple times when someone's like, I think maybe not that...
Depends.
You're still out of
it. Depends, because there's a lot of people who are impressed by my memory and like how you can bring up an actor or a movie and I probably know it, or like you can like a lot of like people in like politics, I know their names, I know where they're from, all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
And I always blow people's minds with that.
Okay, that's fine. That's your wheelhouse.
What do you think of that?
But I'm talking about arguing things that aren't in your wheelhouse that I'm like, this is way more my wheelhouse and you're so wrong about this.
For sure. Yeah, but if I think, if I've read it and I think I know it, even if it's like some from something else, I will definitely think that that's the answer.
Got it.
Yeah.
Oh, I know one that's like not a pet peeve, but something that I feel like you could work on.
Okay.
I think we've talked about this before. Okay. I mean, we have talked about this a little bit before, but sometimes you think someone said something to slight you,
yes.
but they didn't.
Yes.
Like they didn't mean to slight you.
Yes.
But you think they did. Yep. And so you hold on to it and you try to like, yeah, you try to get them back like over and over and over and over again. And they don't even know what they did wrong. And they as me, like, didn't even know that I slighted you at all. But it's not just me you do this to, but I feel like I've gotten it quite a bit. And I'm like, Jesus, tell me when you think I've slighted you, because I promise you I didn't mean to.
Very true. Very true. I got one too about me, I think.
Okay.
That, you know how I talk shit?
Yes.
So like that probably is one. Because like,
yeah,
if we're in a public place and somebody like says some shit, I will fucking launch.
Yeah.
And it's not always the best thing.
No.
So yeah, I definitely want to work on that.
Yes. You're a hothead.
You've asked me to. Yes, I'm a hothead.
I learned that term because of you.
I'm a bit of a hothead. And yeah, if somebody is stepping on me, I have to step back immediately.
Even if the person is a crazy person.
Correct.
Like, I'm like, yo, that person has like mental issues. Like, I don't think, like, I don't even, I think you just leave them alone.
I can treat everybody the same.
Like, that person's talking to a wall right now. And like, you just happen to walk by. And so you caught like a little bit of it, but I don't think that person's in the same world as you.
Well, they told me to fuck off, so I told it right back to them, pal.
They also told the wall to fuck off.
Well, they can go fuck off.
Okay, you all got right. them. You got them so hard.
So there you go.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely want to work on that, though. I'm not proud of that. That's what I'm saying. I bring it up because it happened recently, and I was like, oh, yeah, I do that a lot. I don't know why I do that.
Yeah.
But yeah. Hmm. It's because I learned at a young age. Because my mother always told me not to deal with bullies. What you do is you just walk away. And I was like, fuck that shit. It isn't working. That's how I got bullied the most, is I was a big, tall guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a big target. And they could bully me and I would just walk away because my mom told me to walk away.
I think you need to
learn.
Worst
advice ever. Hold on. So then all I had to do was stand up for myself. When somebody pushed on me, I fucking launch back and stand up for myself. And it stops happening.
Yeah.
And so I think I just echo that into little moments where I think I could be getting bullied. And I'm like, nah, fuck you, motherfucker.
You know what I mean? It's true. Yeah. Like I think you need to learn when to hold them, when to fold them.
Exactly.
You know?
I need to analyze the situation a little better.
Yeah. Because sometimes, like, I'd say at least 50% of the time, if not more, it's like, you should just let that one go. That's not. That person is not trying to get you, but now they might be trying to get you because you're putting a target on your back.
That's for sure. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Not proud of it. I will try to do better at that.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I just wanted to have like some real moments that weren't just like a 1 out of 10 scale. Like sometimes I think that like it's nice to like bring up things that you've learned about your partner, that like things that we've discussed working on, stuff like that.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I know one thing for me that we've discussed, but I don't even know if I can control it because I've never been able to, and I honestly don't know when it's happening, is like my tone of voice. If my emotions are at a certain level, I don't even know my tone of voice is happening at
it's more intense than
I hear it coming out as normal, and you hear it coming out as very intense, and you're not wrong because I've been told that by many people, and it's actually gotten me into, like, I felt very misunderstood and gotten into arguments where I wasn't trying to make an argument.
Yep.
I was just trying to, like, I just had a lot of emotions and it came out at a different tone, like, than what I thought I was putting out.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, that one's hard.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know what you can really do about that one because it's a delivery thing.
Yeah. And it's like, my ears don't hear it the same way other people are hearing it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's the same way when I try to sing. Like, I think I sing fantastic, but you know.
I don't think you...
other people's reviews are...
I don't think that you're a horrible singer by any means. I don't actually think that. But it is funny because you told me a story about how your grandma said that you should never become a singer.
Yeah.
And so I always bring that up, like, in her, like calling that back.
Yeah, that's...
But my actual thoughts are not that.
Yeah, you like to just really puncture an old wound.
Yeah. I like to hit that button.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you gave it to me.
Because it's funny.
Yeah. It's not deeply seated emotional abuse from your childhood.
Nah.
Yeah. It's catharsis.
Totally.
So we like that.
All right. Well, there you go. Overall, I would give you a 98 out of 100.
Same.
And why not 100?
Because you didn't give me one either, and I'm totally against you.
Yeah. I think you should give me 100.
Nah, I'm punishing you for it.
Damn.
I will say, you know what? I'll give you a 98.5 because the jacuzzi's fucking lit.
Tight.
Jacuzzi's lit.
Yeah, I did that.
Also, the back office room is lit.
I did that.
You did that as well. It's fucking hilarious what you do when you're alone, man. I don't even know.
I love doing things alone.
You're one of the most interesting people of all time. I don't even understand it. Like, you're truly my sitcom wife. Like, every day I come home, I don't know what the fuck you're up to now, and I'm excited about it.
It's a different episode.
I wouldn't even be surprised if I walked in our living room one day, and I'm not even kidding, this sounds like a joke, but if there was a greenhouse in here. I wouldn't. I would just come in, I'd put my bag down.
Honestly, you're right. Like, you know, I think I could do anything at this point, and you would be like,
yeah,
all right, I guess that's what's happening today.
That's what's going on right now. So we have a greenhouse in our house now, and that's fine. Then we accept it. Greenhouses, and then I Google on my phone, can greenhouses be in homes? And like, sometimes they can be. And I'm like, that's good enough for me. That's about how it is over here, folks.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go, there you everybody. Go. Well, I hope this helped somebody out there. I don't know if you're still listening. But
hey, let us know if you're still listening.
We love you. We love you.
Exactly.
If no one out there loves you, we love you.
Oh, we sure do. And also, if you have questions, we like to do question and answers, and you can send your questions over to podcast@nikki.limo.
Check out this purple light, too, if you're in the YouTube video.
It's pretty sexy.
I did that, too.
Yeah, if you're not seeing the YouTube video, you're missing on some sick visuals.
Sick. That was where our Christmas tree was until June, you know?
We miss it, so.
All right. Subscribe. Okay. We love you.
We love you.
We'll
check out our Patreon.
Week. Peace.
Bye-bye.